tried to the interview with Bertha Reinhart on November 16th, 1994. Pretty much gone over as you were growing up and what you've done as a woman of duties, I guess. Okay, you were telling me also when you were growing up, both times that you got married, you ran away from home. You didn't have to be here.
Yeah.
As you were growing up, did your mother give you any motherly advice as what a wife should do or women should grow up to be?
No, she was the type of person, she wouldn't tell you nothing. No, she didn't talk about nothing like that. Well, she always told us to be nice and all that kind of stuff. You know, and treat everybody like we're going to be treated. But as far as giving us advice, she never talked to us about anything, you know. So we just, what we learned, we just learned it. From girl to girl, you know,
When you got married, and a lot of women in your time frame did not understand exactly how babies came about, and you didn't answer them, so did you know enough ahead of time that you did, did you know enough about sex, I guess? Did you know, I know of people who did during the time frame who did not know, they just kept having baby after baby after baby because they didn't understand why that would happen. Did your mother prepare you for anything like that?
No. She never told us anything.
But did you know?
I knew, you know, just learning from people to people, you know, girl talk and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, then you had sons. Three sons that you raised.
Yeah.
Jerry
and Jimmy is on one of my brothers.
Okay. As they got older, did you give them any kind of advice as what they should do?
Well,
as husband,
I always tried to talk to them, you know, tried to put it in a way, you know, they'd understand what I'm talking about. And I think it helped some. Sure do.
Did they run away?
No, they didn't run away.
They came to you?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jimmy told him he was going to get married to Barbara and all that kind of stuff. And I said, when? He said, in about 4 hours if you'll go sign for me. So I had to go to and sign the papers for him to get married. I just had that little length of time to make up my mind that I'm going to sign him or not.
This is in 1950-something?
I don't know when they got married. I forgot. Anyway, I don't know exactly, you know, how it's been. But they've done real good, him and his wife have. They have lived a good life, and he is a smart person, and he is a good person. He's a Christian person. And he's doing the right thing. And as far as I know, he does. If he's ever done anything wrong, it never showed one way or the other, and if he had a, if somebody would know.
He's worked all his life.
Oh, yeah. He graduated from Florida High School, and then, and played football, too, for 4 years. And he loved that. He was good at that. He was a good football player. Then he, after he graduated, was a boy. He went to work in a store up there. Then he went to Augusta Law School. He worked there for years. And now that he's working at Abigail Park, and he's been there for a long time. And then he's 50 years old. And yeah, and then he actually moved over Sardis, and finally they, when they did, start getting police things there, and wanted to, when it went to a city, well, he got city council, and he stayed in there 4 or 5 years or more long. I don't know how long, but it was 5 years. And finally he just, he had to give it up on account of his health. And the doctor told me he'd have to let something go, either singing or that or something. So they sang, the quartet, folk singers. And he wanted to sing, although he's not the best in oil, but he sings what he believes. And they have a great time. They sure do, and they're good. They're good to each other. I honestly believe that she loves him better than anything more, and I believe he does her. It's a habit. I don't know. They're just together. But I'm curious. The oldest one, he's been married twice. Oh yeah. both times. No, the first time he didn't. He didn't, but the second time he did. But Jimmy, he come to me about the worm before. And so he had a nice wedding. He's just a good person.
So when Jimmy and Joe were growing up, you said that when you were growing up, y'all would get together and sing. Did you do that in the house?
Oh, no, they didn't. They didn't sing, and it was me and Edith for one. I sit down there on our front porch, and then she gets come out there and sit down in the chair with me, and I'd rock her and sing to her, and read her just. I don't know if she gets those songs to sing. I can't forget it too. Oh, song we always sang all the time. Now I drop her in that rocking chair, but anyway, that's, you know, they lived next door. And we sat around in the rocking chair and just rocked. So next thing you know, it's time to go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, scary one, you know.
Someone told me, when I was getting ready to get my stuff together to get to you, and you, as you were growing up, y'all lived at the bottom side of Clayton. And was there some story about some animal or something that came to be out of bed with maybe a year or two, but you weren't sure what it was?
Oh, no, it was, it didn't come in the bedroom, but we had gone to bed that night, and we had our windows open, and we didn't have no fans or nothing. And we was laying there, and I heard something come, sound like it was about half a block away. And it was screaming to top of the balls, and all it was like so chills of it. Well, I kept laying there, and it kept getting closer and closer. So it, last time I heard it, it would sound like it was right in 80 yards. Well, I was under the cover. I mean, heading on, and I stayed under the cover. But I heard it, it went on down the street, and it turned up the back alley down there, you know, what people used to call a back alley. And it went up in that cemetery. And I heard it screaming after it got up there. And it was one or the other, I'm sure. They say they hollered just like a human. And that was hollering just like a human. Well, I can too. And when, I didn't know whether it was coming in the yard or not. And you know, we'd leave them downstairs and the windows right on the ground there. And I just went under that cover. I was scared to death. I was even afraid to breathe. You know, it was, and I'm scared of it anyway, you know.
You were fairly young or old? Like teenager or younger?
I was pretty old then. Mm-hmm. I don't remember just how old it was. I guess I was teenager, I'm sure. Why not?
It's actually,
yeah, it was before Betty married, so I was a teenager. Yeah, she knew. Because me and her was on bed still, you know. She never did hear it, I did. And I started to raise up and look out the window to see the moon was out of the side of the daylight. And I was raised up and I looked out the window and I was afraid too. I didn't know what I was going to say.
Okay, now when your sister, and we'll jump back to the present, when your sisters got married, did they run off? Did they tell your mom ahead of time?
I don't think Laura did. But Betty didn't either. Me and Laura and Joel, they were going to her house on the eve. They phoned up me and Betty wanted to go with them. And Crystal said yes. And George was driving a model Ford. And we went from where we was living at, Sinclair Springs, to Springsville. And they got married on this Justice piece, the front porch. And I didn't realize then what was taking place. But then later I did, you know, about it. So they got married. And when Evan got back home, I just was small, you know. Got back home and I was just crying. Mom wanted to know where Halton was gone. I was calling. His name was Moody. Mr. Moody. So I was calling Moody down his mom. Moody down it. Just loud like a scream. And she, Moody done what? I didn't want to tell it. I didn't move it down. And my Joel told me what happened. Nothing. Because they always like Joel. She didn't say anything. Well, I mean, she didn't fuss at it anything, you know. Well, I hope y'all be happy. Stuff like that.